Data from the Salt Lake City Police Department shows 625 kits that contain physical evidence of a sexual assault are still in custody and have not been sent to the state lab for DNA testing. Police Chief Chris Burbank told the Salt Lake City Council on Tuesday there are a number of reasons why kits are not tested. He says victims may be uncooperative, for instance, or the suspect may be an acquaintance, which he says is usually the case.
If it's a husband who rapes their wife, there is no question in our mind who that suspect is, and why would we spend $1,000 or bog down the state lab processing a kit that will never play into the prosecution of this individual?
Burbank says DNA tests are expensive, and the state can take up to 6 months to process just one test. He says those cases are prioritized based on a detective's assertion that the DNA evidence will actually help solve the case.
My opinion is, right, that my detectives, if there was a kit that needed to be tested, they would test it.
But Holly Mullen, executive director of the Rape Recovery Center, says many more rape kits can and should be processed, especially in instances where the victim is deemed uncooperative.
We can turn in as many kits as possible and try to get on these before someone feels that they have the freedom and the liberty and the, you know, the desire to just go out and keep assaulting victims.
Salt Lake City Councilman Kyle LaMalfa says he'd like to pass an ordinance requiring all rape kits to be processed in a specific amount of time. Chief Burbank says he's looking into a partnership with a private company that he says could perform the department's DNA tests faster than the state at a lower cost. Whitney Evans, KUER News.